This week's Torah reading is called Balak. Balak was actually the name of a Moabite king that wanted to destroy completely the Jewish people. So he hired a very interesting character, you can see it actually in the scriptures, whose name was Bilam. Bilam had the power of cursing people. And when he cursed somebody, that's it, out of the system, so to speak. So Balak hired Bilam to curse the Jewish people, to destroy them. And the Torah tells us that every single time, three times, that Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people, only blessings came out of his mouth. Now, this in itself is a teaching that there's nothing that can actually destroy the Jewish people. However, there's a very interesting verse in the third time that Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people. He says that the Jewish people, he saw them camping over there, a whole bunch of people, that are actually 600,000 men between 20 and 60 years, around 3 million people. He saw their encampment, and he said they're crouched, they're lying down like a lion and a lioness. These are the words that he said. Who can destroy them? Who can lift them up and just throw them away, so to speak? These are the words of Bilam. Now, the simple meaning is, he saw them camping, and he said, look, there's nothing you can do, Balak. Forget it. They're like a lion, they're like a lioness, even though they're crouching. However, forget it. Nobody can destroy them. Our sages tell us that this verse actually is also talking not just in a historical way, many, many years ago, thousands of years ago, rather, it's describing our exile. The idea of exile means that since the destruction of the first temple until today, even though we had a second temple, but the second temple was not complete, it didn't have the same things that the first temple had, and all the Jewish people did not live in the land of Israel. Ezra, who was the leader that brought back from Babel, the Jewish people, he was not able to bring back everybody. So he was not the Moshiach we're waiting for. Therefore, even though we had a second temple, from the times of the destruction of the first temple, even before the destruction of the first temple, until today, we're exiled. Exile means we don't see God. We don't see his presence. We don't understand him, etc. This is what exile means. Now, the times of exile, when there are difficulties for a person to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs, the Jewish people, their 613 commandments, and the non-Jews to fulfill their seven commandments and the ramifications, etc., etc. A person might find difficulties. A person can have shame. A person can have simple, different impediments to actually fulfill Torah and mitzvahs. However, we have to know that we are like lions. Even though we're crouched, we are like lions. There is nothing in the world that can stand up against a person that wants to actually connect to God. Why is that? Very simple. The whole world, the physical world, was created for us to be connected to God, for us to find him, to look for him, to find him, actually. This is like a baby with a father. The father plays with the baby and he hides. Where is Tati? And the baby says, oh, where is my father? He starts crying and the father just, wow, here's Tati. Everybody's happy. Same exact thing happens to God and us. He hides for us to look for him and to find him. How do we do that? Through fulfilling the commandments that God gave us for Jews and for non-Jews, etc. Through this we connect to God and we actually show that even though we might be in a situation in which there are difficulties to fulfill the commandments that God actually asks from us, however, we have the strength to do it just as a lion and just as a lioness, who, according to some opinions, is actually stronger than a lion. We have this strength. And again, the world doesn't have the power to stand up against a person that wants to connect to God, because the world was created for us to connect to God. The only thing is, we have to use that power. Once we realize that we are actually like a lion, then we can actually use this power and connect to God.